Hi guys, what's up? I know it's been a while. Actually, no, it just hasn't been from last week, and I'm sorry, today is not Friday. I am posting on a Saturday. I was very busy this week. This week has been very, very busy for me. I just started college again, so as you guys know, I love school, and I always have. I'm taking research methods in psych and social psych, so I'm super, super excited, and yeah, a lot of content about psychology and sex is definitely going to be big for me, what I'm going to talk about. But today I'm going to talk about things that, it's something that's been on my mind for a little while, and I'm sure I've talked about it before, but it is called the Let Them Theory. And I know, you probably have heard about this, but the Let Them Theory is where you let people be who they are. And you just don't, you know, you don't entertain things when people don't give you the same energy back. So here I am going to tell you about my recent experiences and my life, obviously. But I can tell you that I did listen to two podcasts today while I was at work. Actually, one at work and one while I was driving home so that I could make this episode. So the first episode that I listened to was the latest episode from Date Yourself Instead, and I love both of them. I can't tell you their names from the top of my head. I have listened to both of their podcast for a while. So Date Yourself Instead, they were talking about the Let Them Theory as well, which was insane because I was like, oh, that's what my episode is about to be today. And she talked about how her relationships with the people that they were with, you know, she was with somebody and she consistently was like, she told them that she really liked them and that she was going to fall in love with them. And then they started to like be shitty, you know? And I can tell you from the last relationship that I was in, that is literally what, I don't think that's like really what happened, but per se, like I started really expecting more out of them and like they did not like reciprocate that. They were just like, this is the way I am and I've always been this way. But literally when we first started like dating and talking to each other and we were together, they were like super like touchy with me and lovey-dovey towards me, and like they would like make time to come see me. They brought me flowers. They brought me flowers once, but it was just so cute because they're like, I'm on my way to see you. Like, it was very like, it was very infatuation. And you know, sometimes like they say that that isn't a thing that you should expect for the rest of your life. But like when you're with somebody for the rest of your life, you're going to expect those things, because my mom gets that from my dad. So that's why I'm like, that's the thing that can last forever, because if they're not going to do it, let me tell you, somebody else is going to. And when I talk about the Let Them Theory, I'm going to tell you about, oh, and then I also listened to this episode, the latest episode from Sex and Psychology, and it talked about how, it talked about love languages, but like, it's not really love languages, it's like sexual agency. And sexual agency is like you basically being able to be one with yourself and how you are vocal about how you have sex with another person, or like what you want and how you like, you learn about yourself and you're true to yourself and what you want and your sexual desires, whatever they may be. So let me tell you about my experience with the Let Them Theory. You can't control somebody else, right? You can't be like, oh, it's all good. You can't like overthink the situation with somebody, because I feel like every time you overthink a situation, the situation just goes bad. So recently I had like really, really liked this person a lot. So, and it's okay for me to talk about this. I know I feel like this is a little like bad for me to talk about, but it is something that happened to me, and my experiences have nothing to do with maybe they might have experienced from me, but this is what I experienced while in the vicinity of them and how our sexual like experience was for me. I kept constantly like texting them and like feeling like a burden to text them because they would never text me back. And it's not that they would never text me back, they would text me back, but they would text me back like 6 days later or 3 days later or 2 days later, or like they would tell me they were gonna call me and then they didn't call me. And you know, it has nothing to do with me, Like, I know it doesn't, but, you know, it felt like I was being a burden to them because they were going through so much. And I understand, you know, in that sense. But I also know that, like, if somebody is a priority to you, especially if you like them and you want them to be in your life, you text them back. So I was like, yeah, you know, I have to just let them be. Like, I just have to let them be who they are. And, like, if they're going to... And the bad part was is that, like, I had planned... I had planned to go, like, hang out with them. And, you know, my anxiety was high because I was like, they're not answering me. They're not even calling me. Like, I don't think that they're gonna show up. And I think that it was just fine if they didn't show up. But I was very lucky and they did. It's just, you know, like, I'm thinking... There's nothing wrong with me because I know that I, like, go out of my way for people that I really fucking like and or that I love. Like, if I love you, I will go out of my way for you, you know? So, like, and this was like, oof. I'm telling you, the things that I do for the people that I like is insane. And honestly, sometimes I feel like not, like, I've definitely felt like I've been in relationships where they do not deserve how, like, kind and great I am to them. But I digress, and I tell you that you have to just let them be. So I was like, I don't need to worry. It's going to be fine. And I just let it be. And obviously everything turned out fine and it was fine. But when I tell you that, like, I feel even more so detached from the person that I liked because I know that they're not the same person and that I met, like, I hung out with them and was cool with them, but in reality, I just felt like this person does not care about me the way that I would want them to care about me, and that's fine, and that's okay, and I just let it be, you know? So I can't force somebody to have sexual chemistry with me. Not saying that they didn't, but I'm saying that I can't force somebody to actually like me and want me involved in their life when they clearly and have shown signs that they do not want me in their life like that. So, because I'm going to be completely, like, honest. I had sex with this person and they didn't give me aftercare. You know, like, they actually, like, basically, I feel like I made them feel like, I can't tell you from, I can tell you from my perspective, I have no idea what they were feeling at the time, but I know for me that, like, when it was, like, done, like, you know, when you have sex with somebody and it's, like, done, it felt like I was just, like, hooking up with this person. And, like, they actually did not care about my feelings because I wasn't touched. So, like, I sound so mean and I sound so upset, but, like, I wasn't touched the way that I wanted to be touched. And obviously that's another thing with sexual agency. It made me feel like I wanted to go home. I was like, man, this entire situation makes me want to go home because I feel like I can't actually do what I want to do, which is fine. But, like, you know, the next day I felt way better. Like, I felt like, yeah, no, it's okay that that happened and I'm fine. But in reality, like, I don't want that to ever actually happen again to me. Like, I don't want to feel like that again. I don't want to, like, not be aware of the fact that, like, I'm not saying it didn't feel good. It felt amazing. It's just that, like, my brain was like, I deserve to have somebody touch me, you know, I deserve somebody to, like, hold me. And, like, then I was like, I need to just let this be. Like, I need to just accept it for what it is, and all it was an experience, and that's it, and that's all good, and life goes on. But personally, I wish, and there's nothing I can do, I wish that I could have, like, felt like I was actually wanted as a person. And that has everything to do with me, you know? Like, clearly I'm not saying it's my fault, but clearly I should have just been like, no, I want this to be, like, but obviously, like, that's not gonna happen when it's in the moment, you know? When you really like somebody and you want to do something with them, you're like, okay, this is gonna go down and we're gonna do it. And it I feel like there's also some things that were said that I was just like, I don't like that. Like, my entire like body was like not with it, but I was like, okay, I guess since this is what you want to hear, then yeah. But in reality, I did not want to say some of the things that I said. So like, you know, I'm just telling you, and like, I'm telling you from my perspective that you have to let people be. So like, there's nothing like I can do. And all honestly, like, the energy you give somebody else is just so much easier to give, like, when you know that they don't care about you. And it's a lot, but it's true. So like, I broke up with my ex-boyfriend, because he never gave me the energy that he actually like wanted to be in a relationship with me. And he never made it like apparent that we were together. And I found out he never talked about me to any of our friends. When people asked about me, he just said, yeah, she's doing fine or something. Like, he just never elaborated. He never talked about me. And that's fine. And that's great and dandy. But when you love somebody, actually, when you care about somebody, and you know about their life and you know what they're doing, you talk about them. And it sounds so weird, but you do. So I can tell you of one of the best scenarios of me being super safe with somebody and being very secure with somebody. And it was not that boyfriend, but it was the boyfriend beforehand. And he, oh man, when he told me of this little, when he told me this story, I remember, and I probably have said it before, but he basically told me, he said, I was working and you were up in front, because this is a person that I worked with, was my boyfriend at the time. And I was singing and he like heard my voice singing and he started immediately jumping up and down. And I remember seeing from the corner of my eye, and he was telling these people, like, he was in the middle of talking to these people, and he was like, that's my girlfriend's singing, that's her. And if you're not excited to meet me, if you're not excited to like hang out with me, if you're not excited to be in my presence, bro, like, I don't want it. Like, even with my friends, like, if you're not excited to like hang out with me and like see me and be appreciative of the fact that we're friends, then I just don't want it. That's why I don't be hanging out with a million people anymore, because like, you should go where you're valued. You should go where you're loved and cared for, and people like hype you up. One of my friends is, I have some really, really nice friends. And one of them is, she's super, super sweet. Her name is Kemi. And I have a one friend named Petra, and they're like best friends. Petra is a journalist. And Kemi, I don't know her job title, but she works for the city government. She works for the city, and she is super kind and nice. And they both like illuminate like kindness and sweetness whenever I'm around, and always like make me feel so appreciative. And I feel like they're like so kind and deserve the world. And I have other friends that are like that. And let me tell you, like, they're great too. And I'm not like just gonna say a bunch of names, but there are so many people in your life that I feel like if they make you feel like you deserve to be here, you know, you keep a hold on them, because they make life so nice and so sweet. And you have to let people be. Like, I was talking to somebody and I had talked to them and they had ghosted me, okay, the first time. And then I talked to them again and I hung out with them and met them, and we like hung out and talked and held hands, and we were so like lovey-dovey with each other. And I tell you, when I could like melt into this person, I could, like, I was so like invested with my heart. I was like, they're so cute, they're so nice, and they were giving me everything that I wanted. But in reality, they themselves, they're like, I can't give you everything you want because I know that you deserve more and you deserve better, and I am not like better. I'm not the person. And they had to be like straight up with me, like I guess like 3 weeks later or 2 weeks later. And you can tell the energy shift when somebody, but I get like disinterested as well, because like this person isn't answering my texts. They're not acknowledging me. They're making plans and they're not making plans with me in them. So like clearly they do not care about me, but it made me like not try, because I was like, I just have to let this person be. Like there's nothing that I can do. You can't force somebody to like want you in their life, and you can't force that with friendships either. Like I, you know, sometimes I have really, really good friends and we don't talk anymore. Some of them, we don't talk anymore, but it has nothing to do with anything bad that happened. It's just that like our lives go on and we just don't see each other, which is fine, perfectly fine. And I don't feel bad about it because that's how life works. But also like, you have to let people be people. Like there's nothing that I can do in that aspect. If I reach out and I do not get like a response, then that's like, okay, then there's no point in me consistently reaching out to somebody that doesn't want me in their life, you know. And I hate to say this, but some friendships, like some people that have friendships, the only reason they have friendships with those people is because they benefit from them. Not in the way that you're thinking either, but they benefit from them like profitably. And that sounds so weird because you want to support your friends, right? But sometimes your friends can't give you anything except themselves. And they're not, you know, that's it. That's it. I can give you my time, and my time is honestly so priceless. There, you cannot put a price on time, because if I give you my time, that means I care about you and I want to be with you. Obviously, if I spend money on you, I care about you. For me, my love languages, and I was in class and my professor, he was like, I hate love languages. I hate that name. You know, I call it, I think he called it like attractive motives or something like that. I don't know. But there's five. And I said, no, there's actually seven. And I was like, they added two more, but you know, I didn't want to have that argument in class already. But so because this person, this doctor, you know, my professor, he actually works with human relationships and talks about how people are intimate together. And it's insane. I thought it was insane because I just think that sex and intimacy are very, very, very close together. And he said, you usually study things that you're not good at. And I was like, I'm not studying it because I'm not good at it. I'm studying it because I like really care about it. And I think people, you know, deserve to know all of the facts. And the two podcast episodes that I listened to today were definitely different. I'm a very experience-based person. Obviously, sometimes I will have research, a lot of research done, and you can expect that for the next episodes coming, because I definitely want to have research to back me up. I don't want to just be talking out of my ass, but I want to talk about my experiences as well. So another thing that I can tell you from like being in relationships with people, I'm going past my last one, but being in a relationship with somebody that like, you know, every time you tried to address something, they made you feel bad, or they made you feel like you were not wrong. And in reality, you were just telling them exactly how you feel. And like, that's all it was. And what could we do to make it feel like, make me feel better, or make the situation better, or what you could do or what I could do so that we could like get on the same level? And in reality, that just would never happen, because that person that I was with doesn't do inner work to like be better themselves. They just consistently are the same person and don't grow. Like they don't go to therapy, which is fine. I go to therapy, but I that's me personally, and I think everybody should go to therapy. They don't go to therapy. They don't think that what they're doing is wrong until like we had our last big argument, when I had broken up with them and I said, I didn't really want to break up with you. I just wanted to like, I wanted you to understand that like what I feel is valid, and like I don't think that you think that you're in the wrong. And then they had finally admitted that like yeah, I know that I'm hot and cold and I know that I'm this way, but this is how I am and this is how it's gonna be, and I don't plan on growing or changing. And when you really hear that, like, you just think, this is a person. And it's also weird because I've had like conversations with my friends and they've been like, would that even be a person you want to be friends with? Do you want to be friends with somebody that doesn't grow? Like, and in reality, that's so true. But I also know that like people can only meet you where they can meet you. They don't have the capacity to do better because they themselves don't think they're better, and they themselves don't grow. So like, I'm a very like absolute person sometimes, and I have like my opinion and it doesn't change. And I know that the reason why people get turned off from like wanting to date me or like go out with me is because I will literally be there and say, it doesn't matter if we don't work out, because then it wasn't meant to be. And it sounds so weird saying it to somebody, but it's also like, you should be that secure. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, don't say it on the first date, but like, you should just be that secure about yourself because you deserve it. Like, you deserve it wholeheartedly. Because life goes on. I literally told one person once, I said, if I was in an apartment and I was eating Cheetos and I was watching a movie and I had a really good job, which one day that'll happen, it will happen, I would be fine. I would be fine. Like, I do not physically need somebody else in my life. I want you here, and you are the person I chose. So you should be blessed and happy that I chose you and you chose me. But in reality, if that doesn't happen and we don't work out, it is not going to be the end of times. Yes, I might get heartbroken. Yes, we might be together for a little while. But in reality, I'll be fine. So that's when you have to just let people be. Like, I have to be like, I really like this person, right? I really, really like them. I really want them in my life. I really try to consistently like answer them. Okay. But now, after seeing how like they were and like being like, because they had already been showing red flags of that, I was like, why should I think about ever going out of my way for this person that doesn't bother to text me back? Why would I do that? Like, why would I go out of my way for this person when in reality they do not? And it's not even that. Like, I get like people say, yeah, well, some people are just, I'm not making excuses for anybody. I'm not gonna make an excuse for you either, because you don't deserve my time. You don't deserve my attention if you're not even gonna answer a simple text. You don't deserve my time. You don't deserve my attention if you're not going to answer my call, if you're not going to call me back, if you're not going to do what you're going to say. Then what's the point of us being in a relationship together? There is no point, because you don't follow through with what you're going to say. And yeah, maybe in person, because I've had like dates with people and they've like shown up in person and done like the things or whatever. But like, it's not anything to do with me. You know, like, yeah, maybe I'm not perfect, which I know I'm not. But in reality, if you wanted to do something for that other person, if you wanted to be the person for that person, you would be the person. Like, I'm not I've had an episode where I said accountability, but I'm just like, I'm just gonna let people be themselves. Like, if you're never gonna reach out to me again, bro, that's on you. Like, that's not on me. If I don't reach out to you, it's probably because like I feel like there is no point in talking to you anymore. What would there be a point in talking to somebody that doesn't even make me feel good? Like, and that's with friends, that's with people I like, that's with like family members. Like, why should I reach out to somebody that literally consistently never follows through with what they're gonna say? And when they do follow through with what they're gonna say, it's an interaction that just doesn't even matter. Like, it doesn't matter. There's no substance. But, like, also, I feel like I've been in situations with people where, like, I clearly was very blessed and lucky to have met them. And I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I'm very blessed to have met some of the people that I've met. And you have no idea, like, how lucky and thankful I am for them. But also, like, if they don't make you feel that way one way or another, then you shouldn't have them in your life. 100%. Just let people be them, you know? If they're not going to text you back, if they're not going to call you, if they're not going to be there for you, bro, just throw them out. Like, if they don't give you aftercare, and I'm going to consistently say this because I had sex with somebody that did not give me aftercare. And like, when I think about it, I'm like, man, this is so insane that I like allowed myself to like not get it. And I deserve it always. You deserve it always. But I've also had like experiences where like I've had such great aftercare and cuddles and beautiful time with people. And I think about how lucky and blessed I am with those situations. And I can't tell you how happy I am that those people existed in my life. So hopefully you learned something. Mostly that you learned that you let people do what they gotta do because you can't control them. You can only control you. And there's no point in overthinking. There is no point in overthinking because they don't care. If they got a million other things they're doing, and if they're not thinking about you, they're not thinking about you. And life goes on, and you deserve the best. If somebody is consistently thinking about you all the time, then yes, congratulations. You deserve them, and they deserve you, because you're probably thinking about them too. That's what people in relationships do. They always take the consideration of somebody else. They take the consideration of that person, and they love them. They care about them. Do not. And I hate to say it, but like, do not waste your energy on somebody that doesn't give you the energy back. If they don't give you that energy back, there's just no point. They're not deserving of you. And it's okay. Because somebody else out there is gonna love you so fucking much. And by somebody else, I mean yourself. Like that podcast, Date Yourself Instead. Go do things you want to do by yourself without somebody. Because let me tell you, being by yourself is 100% great and amazing. But also, being with somebody that is secure and consistently about you and cares about you very deeply and does things that you deserve, then, you know, life's like that. Let people be themselves. Anyways, I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I know that it was a long time coming, and I love you guys so much, and I'm very, very thankful for you, and I hope that you have the most wonderful day, night, morning, whenever you're listening to this. And I know that it was a long one because I was just very excited to talk to you guys today. And I'm just very lucky and blessed, and I cannot wait to go back to school next week. So anyways, mahal kita. And if you ever want to talk to me, DM me, message me, anything. My Instagram, my Snapchat, all of that is Filipina Vlogs. FilipinaVlogz. So hit me up on there if you want to ask. Oh, I definitely, there was somebody that asked me a question that I was not able to research recently. And I will get back to you. I forgot their name. But they did say that they wanted me to research sex toys for men. So I'm going to do sex toys for women and men as my next episode. So definitely stay tuned for that. And I hope you guys have the loveliest time being alive and you enjoy everything. And you have lots of sex, always. I hope you have lots of sex. Like mind-boggling sex. Okay. Bye. Mahal kita.